The Democratic National Committee has launched an ad campaign questioning President Bush's credibility on Iraq. The ad calls for a bipartisan investigation into charges the president presented false information about the threat posed by Saddam Hussein. The ad began airing for the first time this past week in Madison, Wisconsin.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
The viewer then sees words on the screen reading, "But now we find out it wasn't true." The typescript goes on to say that a year earlier, the claim was proven false. The CIA knew it. The State Department knew it. The White House knew it. But he told us anyway. Finally, the ad directs viewers to a website where they can sign a petition calling for the bipartisan investigation. Joining us to talk about the strategy behind this ad and possible repercussions for the Democratic Party is Ken Goldstein, a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin. He directs the university's advertising project. Mr. Goldstein, this is premiering in Madison, Wisconsin, one of the most liberal bastions in the country and certainly for the Democratic Party. Why this?
There's no doubt that Madison's one of the most liberal, if not the most liberal, cities in the country, but I'm talking to you from the studio at the university, and actually as you go 5-6 miles from where I'm sitting at the university, you do get to a place where there are swing voters. Now, having said that, the ad's not meant to actually influence the base or influence swing voters to win an election. I think what's clearly going on here is that the Democratic Party is test marketing messages. And Madison is a fairly inexpensive market. There are actually some swing voters once you get a little bit away from the university and a little bit away from the isthmus. And I'm sure they're doing focus groups. I'm sure they're doing surveys right now trying to gauge the effectiveness of the ad.
Wouldn't it be a gamble to run this ad in, say, some parts of Oklahoma, Idaho, states that ran big for the Bush campaign?
Sure, they most likely would have gotten more of a backlash in those states. But what they're really trying to do also, and they're succeeding because you're talking to me and you're doing a story on it, is air an ad, a fairly inexpensive ad to make, a fairly inexpensive ad to air, and then get a lot of publicity in the free media.
But do you think that's the entire strategy?
I think it's a combination of the two. One, to get a lot of publicity, to get their message out, and two, to test messages out that they can use later on in the campaign against President Bush.
And presumably the uranium incident would be one of those messages and hence the conditions about whether or not to go to war in Iraq.
Exactly. They're test marketing whether this particular line of attack, the language in the State of the Union about uranium coming from Africa, is a message that resonates with the American people.
Now, you've got three stations airing the ad so far.
And one station, which is the Fox affiliate owned by the Sinclair ownership group, is not airing it.
And why not?
Well, the Sinclair group has said that they think the ad is misleading and not factually accurate, so they have decided not to air it.
Is that because the viewer doesn't hear the president saying British intelligence has learned?
Quote, exactly. It cuts off those first couple words before it gets into the statement about Iraq trying to buy uranium from Africa.
You studied political advertising. Do you think that was fair?
Listen, just shocked to find a political ad taking someone's statements or taking someone's vote out of context. Listen, is it misleading to take a quote out of context? Absolutely. Do most political ads do that? Absolutely. I'm really surprised that this particular station decided not to air that, because they've really opened up quite a Pandora's box for themselves. Because as we head into later in 2003 and 2004, as the campaign heats up, they've now basically said, we're going to look at every ad, and we're going to be the arbiters of whether it's fair or not, whether the message that's being sent is in context. And I really don't think that station wants to get in that business, although maybe the law firm or that station is going to be quite happy about that.
Now, I'm sure when your students come back to classes in the fall, you're going to be talking about this and whether or not the Democrats are playing with fire or taking a risk by targeting the president in this way because the Republicans have so much more money to spend on advertising.
Exactly. Putting on our political consultant hats for a second, the Bush campaign, Karl Rove and the Bush campaign, are already sitting on $45 million. By the end of the year, they're probably going to be sitting on $100 million. A little bit into the 2004, they're probably going to be sitting on $200 or $250 million. Most of that money is going to go towards political advertising. I don't know the conversations that are going on in the Bush White House. I don't know the conversations that are going on in the RNC. But I'm sure one thing they've talked about is how early can we start airing advertisements without the media, without there being a public backlash about us abusing our position and how much money we have bankrolled in the campaign. And I think what this Democratic ad does is possibly give the Republicans, possibly give Karl Rove and the Bush campaign managers the excuse to start with the Bush advertising war.
So as a political science professor, what grade would you give to the Democrats with this ad?
I'm a hard professor. I'd probably give it a C-. I think it's a risky strategy. I think they stepped on their own story, number one, and number two, I think they risk a significant backlash in terms of a Republican advertising campaign in opposition to this.
Ken Goldstein is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.